Now it's time to move on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as they can. Each correct answer is now worth 2 points. Bill, can you give us the scores?
Peter has 2, Alonzo has 4, and Helen has 5.
Woo!
Peter, you're in third place. You're up first. The clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank. On Wednesday, Defense Secretary Mark Esper said he did not support Trump's plan to use blank to quell protests around the country.
The U.S. military.
Exactly. On Monday, employees and executives of social media site blank held a virtual walkout in response to the company's fact-checking policies.
Facebook.
Right. On Wednesday, Tropical Storm Cristobal made its landfall in blank.
Mexico.
Right. This week, a man on a United flight baffled other passengers when he tried to use his overhead light to blank.
Kill the coronavirus in his stomach.
No, to heat up a slice of pizza he'd brought on board with him. On Wednesday, casinos in blank reopened with rules about masks and social distancing.
Vegas.
Yes, on Sunday, conceptual artist blank, best known for wrapping buildings and landmarks and fabric, passed away at the age of 84.
Christo.
That's his name. A man in San Diego was arrested for breaking into a bank after hours this week and blanking.
Swimming in the money like Scrooge McDuck.
No, using the bank's microwave to heat up a Hot Pocket. I guess he couldn't get on a flight. It was 3 a.m. when the man triggered the alarm at the local Wells Fargo bank, but when authorities arrived at the scene, they found him in the bank's break room, calmly microwaving 2 Hot Pockets. As he was taken out of the bank, a journalist on the scene asked the man if it was worth getting arrested for, and he responded, and this is totally true, he said, quote, "A Hot Pocket? Hell yeah!" Okay, Bill, how did Peter do in our quiz?
Peter had 5 right for 10 more points. He now has 12 points and the lead.
All right, then. Alonzo, you are up next. Fill in the blank. On Sunday, the White House announced plans to label blank as a terrorist group.
Antifa.
Right. On Tuesday, President Trump said he would move the GOP's convention out of blank.
North Carolina.
Right. On Wednesday, the White House released the results of blank's physical.
Trump's?
Yes. This week, a man named blank was arrested for trespassing at the Budweiser Brewery.
Budweiser.
That's his name, a man named Bud Weiser. On Sunday, the daughter of New York Mayor Blank was arrested while protesting.
De Blasio.
Right. On Thursday, the Blank agreed to a 22-team playoff to finish the 2019-2020 season.
The NBA.
Right. A 4-year-old in Britain celebrated being able to go to the park for the first time in months by immediately blanking.
Refusing to go to the park.
No, by immediately getting his whole body stuck inside of a tree trunk. A mother and her 4 kids had been on lockdown for 9 weeks like the rest of us, so they were thrilled to finally get some fresh air, but the feeling faded quickly when one of the kids got trapped inside a hollow tree trunk. Though she couldn't get him out herself, Boris Johnson has written up an exit plan, so the boy should be removed from the trunk in about 4 years. Bill, how did Alonzo do in our quiz?
Alonzo had 6 right for 12 more points. He now has 16 and the lead.
All right, then. And you know what I'm going to ask, Bill. How many does Helen need to win?
Helen needs 6 to win.
All right, Helen, you need 6 to win. This is for the game, fill in the blank. Following a week of protests over the death of George Floyd, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz filed civil rights charges against the police department in blank.
Minneapolis.
Right. This week, Rod Rosenstein defended his decision to appoint blank as special counsel to investigate Russian election meddling.
Mueller?
Yes, on Tuesday, Iowa Representative Blank lost his 5-way primary battle, ending his congressional career.
Steve King.
That's the man. This week, a sheriff's office in California asked residents to call 911 if they saw Blank.
Police brutality?
No, a tiger on the loose near the Oakland Zoo turned out to be a false alarm. According to a new report, global Blank cases have exceeded 6 million.
A coronavirus.
Yes, it took a man 2 months to realize that his brother's ex-girlfriend was using his Netflix account because she made her profile name blank.
The name of the ex-girlfriend?
No, she made her profile name Settings. The California man would log into Netflix and he'd see three things on the screen. He'd see his profile, his brother's profile, and then a third little box that said Settings, which had an icon of the Netflix loading wheel. And it wasn't until months later that he realized 2 things. His brother's ex had changed her profile name to Settings so she could still sponge off the account, and that his brother had broken up with a genius. Bill, did Helen do well enough to win?
Helen had 4 right for 8 more points for a total of 13. And that means with 16, Alonzo is holding that trophy high. He is this week's champion.
There you are, Alonzo.
My first virtual win.
Yeah, I know. It's very exciting.
Thank
Congratulations.
You.